You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly spoilers from Monday, April 8th through Friday, April 12th. And by the way, there are at least two preemptions, but possibly three preemptions this week in certain time zones. We're going to tell you guys all about that. And we're going to have more Jordan Howard as we head into this big event for Nikki and Victor. We've got some showdowns between Daniel and Lily, all kinds of good stuff happening. We're going to unpack all that for you. But if you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Monday, April 8th, 2024 is season 51, episode 128. In some time zones, you may see a preemption because, of course, it's the big full eclipse. And right now, we don't know how extensive CBS news coverage is going to be. Like ABC, for instance, is doing a whole big eclipse special that has knocked GH completely off the air that day. So just depending on what CBS does and what your local affiliate decides, you may not have an episode on your DVR, and you may have to go over to Paramount Plus to watch it. And as always, with an unscheduled preemption, you want to be able to go back and double check your scheduled recordings so that you don't lose future recordings, which happens sometimes with preemptions. So on Monday, Audra heads downstairs to the GCAC, and she runs into Ashley's alter, whose name is Ash. And this is the young female, the one who likes to binge TV shows and put her hair in pigtails and stuff, and who doesn't like martinis because she's at the bar and making faces. And Audra runs into her. And this alter is actually warning Audra to keep Tucker away from Ashley. And Audra, who, of course, thinks Ashley is faking, is like, what? What is happening? And then Tucker walks up on them. And by then, the personality has switched over to Ashley, who is then flirting with him. And then she takes off and goes upstairs. And Audra turns to Tucker and is like, okay, yeah, there's something really wrong with her. I literally just watched her switch from one personality to another. So at least Audra is aware of what's happening. Chance and Summer do the deed, and then they discuss Claire and Harrison and how Harrison really likes Claire, but she really doesn't trust her, and she doesn't think brainwashing is much of an excuse. Nikki tells Victor that they can lure Jordan Ashford out by throwing this big 40th anniversary party, and she is saying, you know, we haven't been married 40 years straight, and he's like, yeah, it's fine. You've been on my mind the whole time. So Nikki goes on to do some secret drinking on Monday behind her family's back. She has a little bottle of vodka. I don't know where she got it. I don't know if she stole it from Jack's house when she was there. It seems like security should be keeping a closer eye on her. Victoria and Claire are ready to move into the tack house, and they do some bonding as well. That takes us to Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, season 51, episode 129. You're looking at another preemption. This time, it's pretty confirmed that Mountain and Pacific time zones are going to be cheated of their episode because of UEFA soccer championships. So you'll have to catch the episode on Paramount Express. A lot of times with preemptions like this, they will also put it on CBS.com without having to log in or go behind a paywall. So you can check either of those. So on Tuesday, the Abbott stage an intervention to help troubled Ashley Abbott. The thing is, I don't think she's going to be very willing to sit still for this intervention. But it looks like Diane and Jack and Tracy are all going to be there for it. I don't know if they're going to bring in Billy or Abby or anybody else. Nikki breaks a promise that she made to Victor on Tuesday, and Daniel comes to see Lily. He wants another chance, not personally, but professionally. And Lily is going to have some things to say to him, like, oh, you got what you wanted. You cheated. You're back in her bed, and your relationship with your daughter is repaired, which was the whole purpose of the video game, which her company developed and paid all the money for, that he seems to think he has rights to. So this is going to get messy on Tuesday. And that takes us to Wednesday, April 10th, which is episode 130 of the current season. And again, another soccer preemption. If you watch YNR and also Bold, just of interest, in Mountain and Pacific time zones, it's still showing that Bold and the Beautiful is going to air, but It might start late. It might be preempted. It just depends on the match. And soccer matches are a little better than football and baseball, whose, you know, game length you can't really predict a lot of times. But soccer is a little more regimented. It's a 90-minute game with a 15-minute half. And then the only runover time is called stoppage. And that's where, if there's a lot of flags on the play or injuries where they have to stop the game, they let them make up that time so they actually get to play 90 full minutes. So if there's long stoppage times, it could run over. But you might get B&B. You should not get Y&R, because it's right in the Y&R time slot that these soccer matches are playing. So on Wednesday, Ashley is in this internal power struggle. On Monday, you're going to see a little scene in her mind of the three altars that are in her head. There's Ash, who's young. There's Ms. Abbott, who's a little older. And the third one, they haven't told us her name yet, but there are three distinct personalities inside her head in addition to Ashley herself. So very interesting. Tucker McCall steps outside his comfort zone midweek. And that takes us to Thursday, April 11th, 2024, season 51, episode 131. It says Ashley is in a new environment and she's struggling. So I don't know if the intervention went to the point where, you know, they are thinking about committing her, because that same day, Jack Abbott makes a distress call to Sharon Newman. Yes, we finally have a Sharon case sighting. I really, really worry that they have pushed her back to recurring and haven't told any of the viewers, because Y&R is notoriously tight-lipped about when they change contract status with people. And we all know we haven't seen Sharon hardly at all. Summer Newman pushes back on Kyle Abbott and stands her ground. I think he might be suggesting that they should hire Claire to watch Harrison, and she doesn't like it. And it's even more problematic because Aunt Jordan is on the loose and everybody knows that's an ongoing issue. And the party should be just starting on Thursday, April 11th, or at least they're getting all dressed up for it. And then the shindig kicks into high gear on Friday, April 12th, which is episode 132 of season 51. The who's who of Genoa City gathers to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Victor and Nikki's first wedding. And of course, Jordan Ashford is going to show up. And official spoilers say she will wreak havoc. A lot of people are worried that she might do something to Harrison, who is, I don't understand that, because he's an Abbott, unless, of course, the kid is with Claire, but we'll see. But yeah, new Harrison debuts on Friday as well, in addition to the party stuff. Lots to see next week, and I'm certain that the party chaos is going to carry over into Monday the 15th, but we'll find out more when we talk about 2 week spoilers and early spoilers for the following week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here talking Y&R 7 days a week. Please drop your comments. Let me know what you're excited to see. And definitely click subscribe if you haven't already, and come back soon. As always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Lucy forgave you. Heather's back in your bed again. So Princess Louisa served its purpose. And now it's just another game. And I own it.
So we're waiting for Ashley, right? I mean, she is the topic, isn't she?
I am scared to death for Ashley. 40 wonderful, complicated, exciting years since we were first married. No one can spoil this night for us.